Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 13th of September 2009 and the time is 6:15 p.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
I'm Mia Lowry, I come from Croydon and I'm 25.
And how are you today?
I'm okay, a bit nervous.
And can I ask, first of all, what was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
I just saw it randomly, an advert on the tube for it, and I thought it looked quite a unique thing to do, a real one-off opportunity, so I thought I'd go for it, but I didn't expect to get it. So.
And why did you decide that you wanted to take part?
Just because I thought it would be something different, and I like doing different random things, so I thought, yeah, be good.
When you realised you had got a place on the plinth, how did you then decide how to spend your hour?
Well, I found out quite last minute because someone dropped out, so I haven't really had much time to think about it, but I'm quite glad in a way just to sort of be thrown into it. Just see what I feel like when I'm up there, really.
So how are you going to spend the hour?
I think I'll probably ring my husband, maybe like text or ring a few friends. I think I'll lie down for a bit and look up at the sky, because you don't really get to, you're not really going to get to do that on a plinth like that any other time. Just sort of around a bit, maybe wave at people, tourists, look around. I might take a picture while I'm up there of people looking up at me, and that's it really, I think, so far. I thought of.
And what kind of experience are you hoping to have by standing on the fourth plinth overall, do you think?
Just the memory of it, and to say that I've done it and I was a part of it, and just to enjoy it really, and not just sit there.
And can I ask you now to say a little bit about yourself? I'll ask you that as openly as possible, and sort of whatever springs to mind for you to sort of say about you.
Okay. I got married a year ago. We're about to celebrate our first anniversary on October the 10th. I've got two children, one called Zach, who's 4, and one called Joey, who's just 9 weeks. I did work as a body piercer for quite a few years, and a nude art model, and now I do some modelling and alternative style modelling and acting and things like that. I like to try and keep busy, see my friends, go to gigs, watch films. I quite like tattoos and piercings, that's why I've got quite a lot. And just doing interesting things. I think, you should try and experience as much stuff as you can, really, when you get the opportunity. So that's what I aim to do.
And what is it about tattoos and piercings that you like, do you think?
I guess the piercings, I just thought they looked, I was just drawn to them, I thought they looked quite attractive, quite nice. And then I started working in the industry, so I guess I got more of an interest from that. I just started working in the industry by chance. And then the tattoos were sort of a follow-on from the piercings, I guess. So.
Can I ask what tattoos you have?
I've got quite a lot. I've got a dragon on my lower back, because I really like I've been to Japan, I really like sort of oriental style art and, history. But I want to, it's not that big, I want to get my entire back covered this year, that's what I plan to do with a dragon. I've got like a sort of new school design on my inner left arm, Sacred Heart on my left wrist, because I like religious imagery. And I've got like a full sleeve in progress on my right arm. It's based on like a comic that I was reading, like a manga. And on the back of my neck I've got leopard print and a star and no regrets, because I try and sort of live by that, even though it's quite a hard thing to live by. And then I've got the date of my wedding on my left breast, and then a 10 on my stomach. For my husband and I both have that, because we were like married on the 10th, we went on our first date on the 10th, things like that. 10 is quite an important number. And then I've got Tom's eternally, he's got my name on him, on my lower stomach, and a small heart on my left hip, and some stars on my hands. And my son's initial on my left hand, Zach. So yeah, I've got a few, and hopefully I'll be having a lot more.
And why do you think you have tattoos? What is it about them that...
I like the look of someone who has a lot of tattoos, but not a lot of crap tattoos. I know it's sort of objective, I guess, to the person, but I just think it's something nice to look at. It's really nice to look at. And I think it was always considered more of a male thing, or more of, you know, sort of criminals or sailors or like old stereotypes like that. But I don't think it has to be like that anymore, and I think they can be really nice addition to your body. Enjoy them.
Do you see it as a part of your identity, do you think?
I suppose so. I wasn't born with them, but I suppose it's like a way of displaying what you like, and what you're into.
And can I ask about your acting work? What kind of acting do you do?
It's horror films mainly. Well, I did about 2 years ago. I saw an ad in Bazaar magazine, just a letter on a letter page saying about these people who are doing this horror film, and that they were on MySpace. So I thought, okay, I'll have a look at that. So I contacted them, and they were like, well, we've got everyone we need, we think, at the moment, but maybe, you know, you'd like to try out for a lesser part if you're up for that. So I thought, well, yeah, why not? So I went down and tried out for this part. I'd never acted before, apart from drama at school, but I was pretty crap at that. And they said, yeah, that was cool, we'd like to have you on board. And then the next day, when I was supposed to be joining them for some filming, they said, oh, our lead person's dropped out, so do you want to take one of the leads? So I said, yeah. So I did that, and they promoted it quite a lot, and Gore Zone covered it. It's like a big horror magazine. We went to America to promote it, a bit of a horror festival they had out there. So that was quite good. And then I did another horror film alongside that. And I'm filming another one at the moment, with possibly two more next year. But they're all quite low budget. They're quite underground. More, you know, they're not the kind of thing you're going to see in cinema. But I like doing them, meet lots of not interesting people, made some good friends so far from it. So.
And how about your modelling?
It's a cool alternative type style. So it's like I do gore type shoots or pin-up type shoots. I've done a lot of online stuff, like various sites online. I've done gorlesque shows. I've like choreographed and performed them, which are kind of like burlesque, but with more of a tongue-in-cheek gore horror aspect to it. And with the modelling, I was live modelling Camden in the window, which was quite fun. I've done a pin-up for troops in Afghanistan. I've done Satanic Sluts. I've done like some film work with them. I've done a catwalk show for like alternative fashion. I've done things like quite random things like catfighting, like girl-girl catfighting, which is quite fun. I used to work as a dominatrix briefly as well. I tried to do a lot of, you could probably see, just things that interest me.
And how do you find that industry to work in?
I think it's very I think it's very difficult. I've been doing it on and off since I was 18. I think it's a very difficult industry to get into. I think you need to vary things a lot. You need to not get too upset by rejection, because most of the time you are getting rejection just because it's so saturated anyway, this is the whole area. And because a lot of it, I think, is luck and connections and things and timing, you know, if you get it sort of the right place at the right time. I think you just need to sort of plug away at it, not expect to really make any money from it, because I think there's only a few people who actually do make a lot of money from it. It's more about just, you know, doing it because you like it, you know, you like doing it. And how I try and do it is I try and do a wide variation of things so I can look at and say I've done some interesting things, you know, experience again.
And what does it give to you personally, do you think, doing that kind of work?
I like the create, not to sound sort of arsy about it, I like the creativeness of like shoots and things. It's quite, that's quite fun. Again, it's like meeting new people, you know, a lot of different characters. I like, I guess it's quite confidence boosting in a way when you've done something and you're happy with it. And I guess it's kind of like your own little business in a way, because I've built it all up myself. I'm with some agencies, but I've promote myself, and you know, you learn things from that, and it's given me some good opportunities. So, yeah.
And where were you born?
I was born in St Hilliers Hospital in Carshalton, unfortunately, because it's not a very nice hospital.
And can you say a little bit about your upbringing?
I had a bit of a, I don't know, I wouldn't say I really had a happy childhood. Didn't really have, I was severely bulimic for about 11 years and had treatment for that. It's only like the last year I've been recovered from that. So I had a lot of unhappy times really. I think probably meeting my husband is what swung things. And also having my son, I had my son, not with my husband, with someone else. But my son, my oldest son, who's 4, I think he sort of got me to slowly sort things out, and then meeting my husband and having my other son kind of, you know, marked it from there really. But I don't know how it'd be. I think like the problems I've had would probably be around for a long time. Just have to see how it goes.
Do you think is there a relationship between the bulimia and the modelling?
I think in a way, but I've never, because it's alternative style, it's different. It's not like, you know, you have to be a certain way, you know, it's more about being a different side to that. It's not like you have to be a size 6 for that kind of thing. So I don't think it really does, but I think it probably does, is nice to do, it gives me confidence to do, but I'm aware as well it's quite a fickle thing, and it's quite fake anyway. When you're having photos and, you know, makeup on you and stuff, you can look a lot of different ways. It's not how you are day to day. It really isn't how I am day to day. So I try not to let it get to me. I have low self-confidence, I think low of myself anyway, so I think, you know, sometimes I'll just think on the negative side of things regardless. So yeah.
Have you always been like that?
Yeah, pretty much. I think I was a very oversensitive child and anxious child, and I think it probably was due partly with my upbringing and partly with just me as a person really.
And what are your passions in life?
My husband and my children are, and travelling. I love travelling. I haven't travelled for about a year now, but I've sort of travelled on and off, and I've always really enjoyed it. I've been to like Japan, America, some of Europe, and I really enjoyed that a lot. I hope to do that a lot more. And just, I guess, sort of creativeness. I love films. I like horror films a lot, but I like all kinds of film. You know, if it's a good film, I like it. music. I like everything from like trip hop to rap to heavier stuff. And I guess just stimulating myself, like my mind, is what I really enjoy.
And what are your ambitions in life?
There's a few things I'd like to do with modelling for a couple more years. I'd like to sort of get a few more things under my belt there. And I'd like to have more children in the future, but not for a few years. I'd like to travel more and just be happy, really. Stay with my husband and be, you know, be happy together.
How did you meet your husband?
It's quite random meeting, actually, because I was at work piercing. He came in, I thought he looked rather nice, so I said to him that he looked cute, and he got a bit embarrassed, and I was reading a comic, like an Evil Dead comic, and he spotted that and said, oh, cool, he said, cool comic, and then he like ran out, basically. And then I went out to get some cigarettes from over the road, and I saw him at the tram stop just outside the shop, and I was like, oh god, like, you know, should I say something? Or I was thinking, I wonder if he like smiles at me or notices me. And we both smiled at each other, but I didn't have the guts to say anything. So I went back in the shop, and then I went back in, and I was like, oh, I really should have said something, or, you know, maybe I should like leave a note or something in case he comes back in, because I didn't normally work that day. So I was thinking, oh, what if he comes in again? I'm going to miss him. I'll never get a chance to like talk to him, because I got a really good vibe off him. And sort of didn't think anything more of it. Then I went to a club up in London, Sin, where my friend worked. So I used to go up there because I got guest lists. So I went up there and I saw him there, and I was like, oh my God, it's that guy. And I saw him sort of looking at me, but I wasn't sure. I didn't want to be like, hi, remember me? Because I thought he might think I was a bit of an idiot. So I just stayed like dancing near him. And then I gave him my number at the end of the night, and he was really smiley, and he texted me, and we met up, and it was really weird because he said that he'd seen me a couple of weeks before at the same club, and he wanted to talk to me, but he didn't have the guts. And I remember that week I was really drunk, and I was like just in the corner of the club most of the night drunk, and I had to leave, and I was just wasted. And then all that happened, and we've been to like loads of the same gigs, same things, and we've never met, so it's quite nice. We met in the April 2008 and we got married in October 2008.
And what's it like being married?
I've sort of thought about it. I never really imagined when, or, you know, I didn't really want a big white wedding type thing. I'm not really that kind of person. I'm not too bothered. But yeah, it's nice, actually. It's nice. It doesn't feels kind of the same as when we were dating, but different, but in a good way. It doesn't feel like some major scary thing or anything like that. Feels nice.
And what does he think about you going on the plinth?
We didn't have a lot of time really to say much. He just thought it was a good opportunity. That was his exact words. And, you know, if he had the chance, he would want to do it. So to go for it, really. And he said, you know, I'm proud of you for going up. So yeah, that was pretty much it.
And how are you feeling now about it?
A bit nervous, just because I don't know, it probably sounds weird saying that I do acting and things, but I always get shy from people, or can be quite shy in a weird way, but it's kind of be a buzz, so yeah, I'm not too bothered about it. I have a fear of heights, actually, so maybe that'll be interesting.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about yourself or about taking part in one another? Any closing words, perhaps?
No, that's it, really, I think.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.